officially broke it in. I probably won't use it again. I'd call the June meeting of the Mount Melinda Wetlands Commission to order. We have Commissioner LeClaire, Rosto, Abde, Ockley, Joe Berardi, Sandra Berardi, and Brush present. First order of business is to approve the minutes of the April 18th. Really? Is that correct?
March
1st. Yes. Last month was canceled. Last night.
Oh, okay. The April 18th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Commissioner LeClaire made a motion. Commissioner Occhialini seconded it. Any discussion? I'm sorry, Commissioner Abde seconded it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Okay, carries unanimously. Public hearings none, show cause hearing none. Any remarks to the public relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks to the public relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public relating to items on the agenda? All right, old business none. New business, 121B Kittimaw Road, parcel ID 8804-14500, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owners Paul and Catherine Humphrey, applicant Paul Humphrey for regular activities within the URA. A loam and seal lawn, construct a patio, cut trees, install a retaining wall, and clean up trash around the wetlands.
Okay, so Stacy Radford, Zoning Wetlands Officer, for the record. This application is for regulated activities within the upland review area to, like you said, regrade and loom, seed a yard, cut and remove a dead tree, plant some arborvitae trees, install a patio and a retaining wall, and general cleanup of the area. The property is located on 0.19 acres in the R20 zoning district with frontage onto Houghton Cove. The property is currently developed with a single-family residence originally constructed in 1938. On May 21st, 2024, the applicant, Mr. Humphrey, contacted our office after a load of loom he had delivered to the property was dumped within the URA. A site inspection was conducted, a copy of which is with your application, and it was determined that the loom had been dumped in the open space and almost into the wetlands. The applicant immediately installed silt fence to prevent any dirt from entering the waterway, and the applicant was made aware that no further activity could continue until such time as a wetlands permit was obtained. On June 4th, the applicant submitted the application, a narrative, and a GIS diagram with all of his anticipated improvements noted accordingly. Everything matches right down to his narrative. The applicant is aware that the open space, which runs parallel to his property, that it is open space, and as part of this application, the applicant is proposing to clean this area up, including the removal of all trash, old tires, tree stumps, and limbs. His intention is to keep this area clear of all debris. Mr. Humphrey is here. I'll have him come to the podium to answer any questions that the commission may have.
First, we have a view. The open space is on this drawing to the right.
Correct. That's correct. The open space is to the right on that drawing.
I'd just like to clear one thing up first, that the dumping of the topsoil was a mistake by the delivery driver dumping the topsoil. I asked him to keep to the right when you're reversing in. Unfortunately, he looked at the property and dumped it to the right, which is not where the silt fence was. The silt fence was over to the left if you're looking at the property. At that time, that's when I contacted the town to let them know of the mistake and the error that had occurred.
Just to keep the record straight, would you please state your name?
Oh, sorry. Paul.
Okay.
And address.
And address.
And address, yeah.
Address, too, please.
Present address or the address on
doesn't
record.
Matter.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
121 Kittymore Grove.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for catching that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I didn't. I was looking at something, and I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that he had done that. So thank you. So, is there a plan with this, or is it just the
just the GIS diagram?
I guess my first question: you're planning on you basically got. It looks like you got crummy soil. You're just putting topsoil all across it. The grass will grow better?
Right now it's to the front of the property. There's two loads which are off to close to the wetland, which are presently protected by the silt fence.
And this is going to be a new retaining wall or is existing?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But no higher than 2 to 3 feet. And that would be just to level that area within that, you know, 50 foot from the wetlands approach.
So the wall would be 50 feet from the wetland?
Yeah.
From the
yeah.
And from the lake?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Basically, just an extension of that 8x8 deck at the bottom, which is very small, you know, to extend it a little bit into something that's more usable.
Let's have a question. Anybody think we need to take a sidewalk?
A sidewalk is welcomed if you wish.
I'd like to see it. Anybody else want to see it?
July 13th, Saturday? I think so.
July 13th, okay?
I'm sorry?
July 13th, okay?
Sooner if possible. Obviously,
we can't move on that. We can't move on this until the next meeting.
Okay.
By law, we can't approve it tonight. We have to wait until the next meeting.
July 13th.
What do you think?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
Is there options for later in the day?
Like what time?
4 p.m.
Yeah,
I'm right with it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, then I need a motion to set a site walk at 121B Kittymore Grove at 4 p.m. on the 13th of July.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carries unanimously. Commissioner Rostro made the motion. Commissioner Hadde seconded it. Okay, so we'll see you at 4 o'clock on...
No, it's fine. Yep. 4 o'clock. Thanks, guys.
So you're all set.
Okay, correspondence. Receipt of an appeal of this commission's action on 4/18/2024 regarding... Transfer IWC permit 208 IWC 18. So
I'll just explain briefly what that was. On May 7th, 2024, the town clerk was served papers for a civil action instituted by Attorney John Chase on behalf of his clients, mm-hmm. Richard and Catherine George, for an appeal of the commission's decision to transfer the prior IWC permit 208 IWC 18 from Anderson Builders LLC to Patch Hog Capital LLC. The matter is currently in the hands of the town attorney. Pretty much that's where I can leave it at this time.
Right.
If we need more information, we certainly can go into executive session. I don't have a whole bunch more to offer. But.
I don't know what else there would be. I think it's... He's filing an appeal to our decision, so.
What's the standard process for that? I've never been a part of an appeal on a decision.
So, process will be that now that the complaint has been filed, I'll have to provide them with all the documentation that was given to the commission at the time of them making you making your decision, and a copy of the meeting minutes, and they'll get a copy of the recording, and from there they'll make the court will make a decision if the decision to appeal should be upheld, to appeal your decision.
Okay.
And we've had, since I've been here, there've been five or six court cases. We never really have ever, I've never had anything to do with them. And the three outcomes, because you think there's two outcomes, because the one outcome is the court affirms our decision and says go away. The second one is sometimes the court will say you can't, you know, you made a bad decision, and that goes away. The third one, every now and then something weird will happen, and they'll say part of the decision. Just for historic reasons, we used to say, I vote to approve application 24 IBC 15. The court, on one of our cases, the court said, you did the motion wrong. Mm-hmm. You got to do it this way. So we had to have a special meeting. We all, five or six of us, showed up here, basically read, for whatever, I don't even remember what it was, but, you know, read the paragraph we always have now, voted in favor, that was the end of it. So this just lets you guys know that it's there. If the court makes a decision otherwise, that's why it's kind of important. And I've had some of the seminars in this, you know, not to really joke around too much, which I have a problem with. I'm the worst offender. But like, there was a town that had an application rejected by the court because the guy said something like, he was making a grill or something, and the guy said something along the lines of, well, he's Italian, so we know he needs his meatballs. Well, that's racist. You can't do that. That's why they say, you know, you shouldn't joke around, mm-hmm. because a joke, when you write the joke down, you know, it doesn't always
pan out to be what it was there for.
Yeah, what it
the intention was.
Types out in the transcript, mm-hmm. is not what it sounds like, mm-hmm. when you said it.
Man.
But anyways, since I've been here, that's the only time we ever had to do anything about a case. Every other one we've been okay with. So if he says that the application is no good, I'm sure they'll just resubmit the whole application, and then we'll have to sit through a really long meeting while the opposition, mm-hmm. goes through
step by step
everything like he did the first
time. Well, those COVID extensions played a big part of this that were out of
right.
our control. It extended the life of the expiration of that permit. So,
but the other thing was the guy suing also, because that stops the clock too. If he hadn't sued him, we would have been talking about this 2 years ago, so, or something. So anyways.
Maybe nuts and bolts that are moving.
Yeah. Okay. Other business. We have some other business.
Yes, so on other business, in your packets, there is a site plan that I've made a few marks on, just showing you where wetlands are and where the upper review area is. And I'm bringing this to you not looking for a vote, but looking for some guidance. The property owner here had built a single-family residence, and in order for him to be able to move into the house, he needs to get a certificate of zoning compliance from me and a CO from building. And I went out and did my inspection, my final inspection, and looking at that as-built is where I saw there's a retaining wall that goes through the upland review area. Now, that was not on the original plan. So I cannot issue a certificate of zoning compliance, and building cannot issue a CO for them to move in because we have a pending wetlands violation. With that being said, this property owner previously applied for and did get an inland wetlands permit. I did a little bit of digging. This was back in 2021. And that approval was very vague in that, and I will quote what it said, that the approval was for, quote, work in regulated upland review areas in conjunction with the construction of a single family residence, end quote. So.
But there should have been a map with it that showed the work.
There was. So with the map, it indicated that they were going to be doing some piping under the driveway, some grading, and some utility work in the upland review area. But it did not include this boulder retaining wall. So it's my understanding that the property owner will need to reapply for a wetlands permit before I can do anything moving forward. The issue is that they have no place to move to as of July 1st. They were planning on moving into this house and didn't realize this retaining wall was an issue. They have had multiple issues with contractors. The first contractor took off with their money, so they've been piecemealing this project back together. So they're asking if there's any way I can issue them a substantial certificate of zoning compliance. And the only way that I can do that is if I sort of have an understanding that, yes, if he comes to the commission with an application, that it most likely will be approved in the aspect that you're not going to ask them to remove this retaining wall. Because once he gets into that house, the likelihood of me getting him to remove the retaining wall is going to be slim to none.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm sort of in a little bit of a bind here, and I'm looking for just a little bit of guidance. I did speak with Chairman Brush about this. He suggested I bring it to you and just get an overall opinion of sort of where everyone stood, so I can make my decision as far as them moving in and ultimately getting an application presented.
Do you have the original map?
I don't have it with me. I did not bring it with me. No, I don't.
Is the wall new?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And I see this is 3 days old. The ink's not dry.
They're right down to the wire with everything they're doing right now, so. They came to me at the beginning part of the month, except I said I couldn't do anything without this as-built. So by the time their engineer could get out there and do the as-built, that's where we are now.
Do you have an approximate scope of the wall for size or its impact? Or
it's,
is it on there?
Yep, it's,
okay.
It's a scale.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In your opinion, is the damage done? So would removing the wall be more detrimental to the health of the wetland than to just leave it?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And it is only in the upland review area. Mm-hmm. It is not in the wetlands. Mm-hmm. The wall was created by basically, if you look at the pictures you have, like where the house was, they removed rocks from the site and push them forward,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they ended.
Is this something where maybe there's a lesson learned for us and for the town to do checks when the approvals are vague and maybe site visits to see what they're up to and how they're interpreting the decisions. And maybe, I don't want to say we eat this, that's not the right term, but if in fact the damage is done and removing the wall would harm the wetlands more and also harm the family, though we're, I hate to say this too, more concerned about the wetlands in our seat here. Maybe we take this one and move forward and learn and put in a process of checking. I don't know, throughout an application. I don't know if we have staff time for that or if that makes sense in all cases.
Well, that is a good idea. We also have the option of at a later point, we can't do it at this point, but there is points where administratively I would be able to make this decision. The wall is there. Mm-hmm. It's not causing any damage to the wetlands. Really, ultimately, I would be able to sign off on it. However, we don't have that in the regulations for our inland wetlands. That would have to be something that we revise mm-hmm. at a later time for a situation like this, mm-hmm. whereas an application wouldn't have to come in front of you if we could have administrative powers to be able to determine this.
Well, we've discussed that before. I think, you know, things like driveway crossed and stuff would probably be possible to do, but this is like a 300-foot long retaining wall. I don't know that that would be something we would want to cede authority on.
Well, and the only reason I would seek authority on it would be because it has already been built. Not
right, but just be... I think that's a case where we would want the thing to say this is not acceptable, get rid of it regardless. In this case, and I'm looking for consensus from the commission, I it's only like 3 feet high, 4 feet high. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think had they come to us, we all likelihood would have approved it ahead of time. That's why I'm curious to see the original map to see what the grading was shown on that. And obviously they're kind of in the lurch. But what I don't want to have happen is just, you know, you were the before you or after you. Not you, but we've had a couple of doozies as wetlands person. No longer with us, but that's where I'm reluctant to. There is a way to do that, and we can give it the you as opposed to just generally the wheel. But I guess the question really is about this here.
I mean, I'm certainly willing to have them submit an application and come here and be able to speak to everybody, but more my situation is if I give them a substantial certificate of zoning compliance and they get in there, I'm not going to get that wall removed if that's mm-hmm. the consensus, is that the wall should go.
Based on the materials used, I don't see it as necessary to remove the wall. I mean, if it was cement or something like that or anything else, but if it's just free stone, you know, and bigger rocks.
Even if it was cement. I know it's a 3 foot high wall.
You know?
Not. Doesn't look like it's...
It gives plenty of weepage.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it if it's not impacting the, you know, the wetlands at all. Yeah. I think it's more of a procedural thing that you're concerned about than the actual wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
in this case, I'm not.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
I don't
think I would be asking them to remove it. Remove the wall. But if I saw it.
I think you've got your consensus. I mean, I don't think there's a problem. When they come in before us, I mean, we could get some remediation done, maybe. We'll go out and look at it. And remediation sometimes is to fix something else somewhere else. Actually, that isn't legal anymore, so not forget I said that. I think when we go out and see it, then we'll make a decision on what, you know, it's possible. Just let them know. We may say that, you know, the far end of it has to go or something, but I don't think anybody here is.
The other thing too is once we do it for this person, is it going to come back and bite us a second time with somebody else? Well, you people did this for so and so.
I can tell you that our new director is requiring that I spend more time out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So single family residents are under a lot more scrutiny now. So like you had suggested, when a wetlands permit is approved, I'm out there, I'm checking as we're doing things. Again, that's right now while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen in the future, I can't predict, but.
You're not planning on going anywhere, are you?
I am not, no.
That's on the record.
Oh, I just heard it. But, so that is part of the direction that the new director of land use is taking us, is that I'm spending more time actually out in the field doing more of this stuff. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a healthy policy, and the precedent by allowing them...
Well, excuse me.
Oh, go ahead. Don't say precedent.
Courts have determined that since everything's site-specific, we can't set a precedent.
Okay. Well, the...
This is not a precedent.
Well, we are going to be asking them to come back in, and we'll be looking at it again. So it's not a blanket approval, but an assessment of... We'll assess where they're at with this and how we feel. But maybe we are comfortable with them moving in on July 1st. Yeah. That feels right.
And, yeah, it's not a precedent, and the next guy do so at their own peril.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I was going to mention this. We can't do the thing. We used to be able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
There was a person who had a house getting delivered, and he hadn't got the permit. And we had a site meeting at his site and voted the day before the house showed up. We can't do that anymore.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a little guidance on that. So we'll expect an application being presented.
Yeah. In fact, I would suggest you don't give him the thing until he get an application. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a problem with that.
No, he actually had wanted to come down yesterday when I was talking to him.
Yeah, that's right, but it was 3 days, right?
So. Right. And I said, well, you won't
We could have got the application, but we couldn't have got it on the agenda.
Right. So his plan is to come in on Friday, if depending on how I sort of felt tonight was going to go. So.
Yeah. Part of what we're supposed to consider is the financial impact on the owner versus the well. So
yes.
I guess we can. All right. Any other business?
I have nothing.
No executive session? Need one more.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second it.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.